May Roberts following this.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Oregon Black History Heroes and Legends, a three-day event from September 11th through 13th. The keynote speaker for this 20th anniversary celebration will be Mr. Les Pee Wee Harrison. And other speakers include Imani Muhammad, Mike Crenshaw, Jamo Greenidge, and more. That's Oregon Black History Heroes and Legends, September 11th through 13th, at venues across Portland. Location, speakers, and more information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Lights, Camera, Action, making video easy on Wednesday, September 2nd, 6 p.m. at Portland Community Media. Lights, Camera, Action, a collaboration between PDX Tech for Good and Portland Community Media, this seminar will show you how to make high-quality video for outreach and fundraising using the cutting-edge technology available at Portland Community Media. Again, that's Lights, Camera, Action, making video easy on Wednesday, September 2nd, 6 p.m. at Portland Community Media. 2766 Northeast MLK Jr. Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'm Demi Roberts, Station Studio. You're listening to music from the Oboe Adi Legacy Project. They're launching Oboe's final CD on September 13th at 6 p.m. at Vie de Boheme in Portland. You can find out more about it at oboeaudilegacyproject.org. Today we focus on a fantastic multicultural and multidisciplinary festival which kicks off Milagro Theater's 35th season. Olga Sanchez, Artistic Director of Milagro Theater, joins us to talk about La Luna Nueva. We'll find out more about two of the festival artists featured in this festival, Susan Adi of the Oboe Adi Legacy Project and Charlie Okada of Ora Nui Tahitian Dance Troupe. Lots to talk about, so stay with us. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Demi Roberts. With me in the studio are Olga Sanchez of Milagro Theater, Miracle Theater. Hello. Welcome back. Welcome,
I'm delighted to be here. Always a pleasure.
And Susan Adi, Executive Director of the Oboe Adi Legacy Project. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your first time here, which is weird because we see each other all the time, and I'm going, I can't believe this is the first time you've been on Stage and Studio. So
it's
welcome.
True. Thank
welcome.
You.
And Charlie Okada, also your first time, Executive Director of Ora Nui Tahitian Dance. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So first off, Olga, the lineup you have for this family-friendly festival, and it is indeed family-friendly,
yes,
is it's pretty amazing.
I'm blown away. We reached out to our friends, Susan, and met Charlie, because we decided, well, the Luna Nueva Festival has always been a celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month, and we do have a good lineup of Latino performances. But we thought, let's just crack it open. We started doing it last year by doing some multicultural, intercultural kind of work, and this year we just went, let's just open it up.
Totally
and
make cross-cultural.
It, make it totally yeah. cross-cultural, multicultural. You don't have to do anything Latino to be. In fact, we just want you to celebrate your culture.
Everybody's coming, it
exactly.
seems like. Exactly.
Yeah. So we get contacted. Susan reached out to Ora Nui, and just everybody went, yeah, let's do it.
Let's
celebrate
it.
Our, the diversity of Portland. I mean, that's really what it is, because almost all of the groups that are represented, not all, but almost all, are based in Portland. So this is a celebration of our rich variety of representation here.
Well, I like the idea of the inclusiveness of Absolutely. The festival, definitely. And listeners can view the full lineup and schedule on milagro.org. And it's a long list. It's really grown a lot. How long did it start? When did it start?
This
how
is our seventh festival.
Seventh festival. Yeah. I mean, one of the highlights is Nelda Reyes. She's her performance with Nuestro Canto,
yeah,
right? In Legends of Mexico.
Leyendas de Mexico. It's a bilingual program. They really did their research. Her and Gerardo Calderon of Nuestro Canto have done their research into all the various rich legends that come out of Mexico and all the variety. Again, we're talking multicultural within one country, and it is a region rich with diverse stories and traditions. And so they amassed a few stories that are pre-Columbian and a few that are after the conquest, and for a shaping an insight into, I guess, a Mexican identity, if you will, which is really quite beautiful. It's filled with song and dance. The stories are bilingual. They're for kids. It's for everyone. They're just really rich.
Well, and tell us about some of the other. We're going to talk about sort of the inclusiveness of the other cultures within this festival, but also about some of the other Latino performers.
Absolutely. We kick off the festival with Laura Rebolloso and Ensemble Marinero. Their program is Son Jarocho, which is a great, very inclusive song styling from the Veracruz region. And it's very much about, I'm going to play, call and response, you're going to come in, you're going to dance on the tabla, I'm going to dance. And it's just very, very lively, very festive. And she's renowned. And she happened to be passing through Portland, and her friend said, hey, can we perform? And we said, well, it's a day before our festival was scheduled to start, but sure, why not? And so she's actually going to launch the festival on Thursday the 17th.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Exactly. It's in a couple of weeks. Then we have a First Nations celebration featuring Ed Edmo, Pacific Northwest storyteller, but also Felix Chuma Pinguil, who will start us off with an Andean cosmic ceremony. The launch, then, this is the second launch, if you will, of the festival, celebration of the moon and of this time. And then we wrap it up with Mexica Tiahui, which is an Aztec dance company. And so that's that evening. On Saturday night, we have Freyla Merencio, who is a master of Afro-Cuban dance, with us from Cuba, with her group, Obinisa. The group is called Oñican, the show is called Obinisa, and it's a celebration of the orishas, which are the spirits, intercessors with the great power. They are very, very powerful, the orishas themselves. And she's particularly doing the storytelling of the through dance of the feminine powers of the orishas.
Sounds very a lot of mythology going
there's a,
on
there's
here.
A bit of that.
Some mysticism a little
some
bit
mysticism.
Too, yeah.
We're tapping into different things.
Different cultures.
By the time we get to Sunday night, we've got Alfredo Muro, world-renowned jazz guitarist. The man plays guitar. It's kind of mind-boggling to watch his fingers at work. He's another master of the form and renowned. And people who know him, he's back. Because he's been at our festival a couple of times and always draws a huge crowd. He's just wonderful, wonderful, not to be missed.
How many performers are there all together, do you think?
Oh, 15, 16 performances? Yeah,
that's a lot. I mean, you have, you know, 5 main stage shows. So what is it about this that makes Milagro Theater want to produce this festival?
It's because it is the opportunity to present performances in our home, which is a lovely performance space, as you know, very intimate. A lot of the performers might be musical performances who may otherwise be performing in a club or in a bar, where they really don't get the attention as one would in a space.
In an intimate setting.
Intimate concert.
Or they might
setting.
Be playing big outdoor festivals. And
exactly.
Still
where they don't quite, there's other things happening.
Right,
and so this
right.
is a really beautiful opportunity for the performers and the audience to have a shared experience together. barring other distractions. It's always an amazing thing to watch one night after the other, the variety of talent that we have.
It's an intimate concert setting.
Very much.
You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts talking with Olga Sanchez, Artistic Director of Milagro Theater, about La Luna Nueva, a multidisciplinary, family-friendly arts festival opening September 17th through the 26th at Milagro Theater, located at 525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. You can see a schedule or get tickets to this multicultural and multidisciplinary festival at milagro.org. And I also want to give a shout out to Michelle Fuji and Todo Watanabe of Unit Sozo, who are performing Wednesday, September 23rd at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
wake up, everybody.
It's primarily for the schools, but public audiences are welcome.
There you go.
And I want to mention that tickets are very, very reasonable to these shows.
Yeah.
We can't really mention the prices.
But you can look online, and they are, I will attest that there is some reason to these.
There's a lot of reason.
I can't say anything more.
Yeah. But so you can bring your whole family.
But it is family friendly in many ways.
Exactly.
Also performing are two groups that are we're featuring today, which is the Oboati. Actually, one other shout out I wanted to do before we get on. Sorry, Susan, the Anjali School of Dance too. So they're performing
Very excited to have them.
Yeah,
exactly.
So Susan, Adi, you know, first timer here. I want to bring you on to talk about what you're doing. Both Oboati Legacy Project and the Ora Nui Tahitian Dance Troupe are both here today. But let's hear another piece by Oboati.
Okay.
So, Susan Adi, Executive Director of Oboati Legacy Project, can you tell us a little bit about the music we're listening to?
Well, it's traditional music from the Ga people in Ghana. And actually, what we're hearing has oboe as the lead vocalist. And of course, he isn't with the group any longer since he passed away. But we have other members of his family who are part of our group. And in the show that we'll be doing, they'll not only do music from the Ga people of Ghana, but they'll also represent other ethnic groups from Ghana. So Ghana is known for its hand drumming, which is really a special thing, plus the harmonies. And so that's what you're hearing, and that's what people will hear that night, but also we'll be bringing dancers.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
It really does. And since Oboati's passing in 2012, you carried on his legacy with this. And so tell us about how the group is now. I mean, how many performers do you have? You know, what is the group like now?
Well, at this time, we're a group of seven, three dancers and four drummers. And most of them are people who we brought from Ghana years ago. And many of them trained at the National Dance Company of Ghana and represented that group around the world. So they're really wonderful drummers and dancers. And as we've evolved, it seems to me as though we're really falling back on our educational mission. And so much more of our work now is in schools, as well as our public performances, but the bulk of it is both in schools, and then we're also doing a program for incarcerated youth, and we've been going to some of the facilities for teenagers around the state through the Oregon Youth Authority.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really great work. The Oboati Legacy Project is performing Thursday, September 24th at 6:30 p.m. at Milagro Theater. You can get tickets at milagro.org. Susan, you also have a special CD release event on September 13th. You want to tell us about the last CD of Oboati?
Well, I do. You know, we... anybody who knew Oboe will laugh at this because he was a perfectionist. So he worked on this CD for close to 7 years and was never satisfied. So it just has to be heard.
It's
so
beautiful.
I've gone ahead and put it all together, and we'll be having the release party at Vita Bohem on the 13th, and there'll be live performances both by his traditional group and by members of his band. So there'll be a variety of different kinds of live music, as well as some special guest artists. Renee Mitchell will be coming in and doing a poem that she wrote for oboe, and there'll be some other kind of, you know, touching moments of people giving us their memories.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And I assume the CD will be for sale later after this.
And
right?
For sure, the CD's for sale. And actually, it's included in the price for people who pay some unknown amount of money. And
for
for the CD
release party.
Yes.
But you might sell it at the...
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
Too?
Just bring the copies.
Okay.
Bring the CDs. We can help you sell them.
We'll be
sure.
There with it.
Well, so I think it's beautiful. The Best of Oboe Audi CD release event is September 13th at 6 p.m. at Vita Boheme in Southeast Portland. And find out more at oboeaudilegacyproject.org, but also about their performance on September 24th at Milagro Theater at... And you can find out about that at milagro.org. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. I'd like to turn to Charlie Okada, Executive Director of Ora Nui Tahitian Dance Troupe. What does Ora Nui mean?
Ora Nui roughly translates to live big, and it's just the idea of living your life to the fullest. And yeah.
Well, let's hear some of the dance music that you'll be performing to. Let's hear one track here. So would you describe some of the dance that you'd be doing to this particular piece?
This dance style is called an otea. It's done to drum beats, as you're hearing, with no other singing or anything in it. And our dancers, there's a lot of intricate foot movement and hip movements, a lot of hip gyrations, things like that, big bumps side to side, and a few hand motions. But we also have another dance style called an apurima or an ahuroa. Those are done with singing music, and those usually tell a story. So they look a lot like hula from Hawaii, but it's different because it's Tahitian from Tahiti.
Well, yes, of course. Of course it would be different. So Ora Nui Tahitian Dance Troupe, you're going to be performing Friday, September 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Milagro Theater. And you can find out more about them also at Ora Nui, which is ORANUI.com. And also at the, you know, at milagro.org. But so describe to me how you started. You started off as a dance school, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that evolution to becoming performers here.
Well, my sister moved up here, and she's the heart and soul of the group, really. She moved up here from Hawaii to be with me and my mom, them up here. And when she moved up here, there was no real authentic Tahitian being done here in the Northwest. Well, at least here in Portland and Vancouver. And she's been a dancer since she was five. And it's something that she's really passionate about, that she loves to do. And so she got together with me and was like, hey, we should just start our own group. There is nothing else like it out here. Let's do it. And it was a way for us to spread, you know, awareness about Tahitian, the difference of
between
Tahitian.
Hula and Tahitian.
Yeah, exactly. And just a way for us to keep doing what we love to do as well. I mean, we both love dancing. I've been dancing since I was six as well. Not necessarily the dance styles that she's been doing. She's done all kinds of Polynesian dance styles, so hula, Tahitian, Maori, Samoan.
Wow.
Yes.
So mixing a lot of styles then at the school.
So not at our school necessarily, just my sister's dance.
That's her
background.
Training.
Yes. And then we just concentrate primarily on
Tahitian. So how many dancers will you have at this event at Milagro, do you think?
Well, we're bringing our production dancers, so the girls that just specifically do shows. There are probably 15 of them.
Wow. Yeah. Olga, did you hear that?
15.
We can do it.
This is
going
to be a big show at Milagro.
Beautiful.
Big show.
Yes,
yes, yes. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, we'll be doing, like you had mentioned, that there's a lot of mythology going on throughout the festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're actually going to be telling a Tahitian legend for our performance as well.
Give us a teaser on the legend.
The legend is Manuhere, and we call it Tahitian's Sleeping Beauty. So it gives people an idea of how it relates to Disney's Sleeping Beauty. But basically, it's about a little bird, and it's adopted by a village in Tahiti, but the bird gets really sick and ends up falling into a deep sleep. And the villagers end up asking help from sea goddess, from healers from the birds tribe, and from the trees that surround the village. And together they help bring back this bird that they love.
That's lovely. That's lovely. You know, how big... Oh, did you want to say...
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. I was wondering, how big is the Pacific Islander community, do you think, here? Because there's a lot more Pacific Islanders here than people realize.
It can be huge, right?
Yes. In certain communities.
Usually it starts off with one family member moving up and then the rest of the family following.
Yeah. Well, you know, people in the Northwest may be surprised to hear that there have been Pacific Islanders here since before this was a country.
Definitely.
You know? And if you think about Aloha, Oregon, or Kalama, Washington, or Owyhee River, that there's a strong history here with the Pacific Islander
there
community.
There is, yes. I mean, Polynesians in general are navigators, and they were one of the first and best navigators, you know, so it's not surprising that they made their way all the way here.
Well, we'll hear a different legend from you, and you know, and it sounds like this whole festival will have many legends, but just great performances, which I'm looking forward to. Otanui Tahitian Dance Troupe performs Friday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. And find out more at milagro.org and otanui.com. Do you have other upcoming performances this year? And I'm going to ask this for Susan too, but anything else that is coming up for you guys?
La Luna Nueva is our last summer show, okay. Our last public show. Okay. We do a lot of private shows, and our next one isn't until the holidays.
Well, they've got to see this one then.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely come out.
Anything happening after
Milagro? We're in the same situation. So
really? So this is an important time.
After that,
important
most
festival.
Of our
get it now.
Schools. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's the last time for the rest of the year, right? Okay. Well, that's good to know. So find out and look at the full schedule at milagro.org. Now, I want to bring Olga Sanchez of Milagro back into this. Is this your last official show for you as artistic director?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh, of Milagro Theater. You announced it last. I don't know when it was June or And since then, everybody's been going, "Oh, bye, Olga," and you're still here. So
sorry,
but which has been great because we've had time to really
to chat about it.
Go through the seven stages of grief. I think you know. So this is your last outgoing thing, but you will be back.
I will be back. I'm in the process of writing a play that's going to be the touring show called Broken Promises that opens in January. I'm very excited about that and very scared about that. It's a tough subject.
Yes. And remind us what the subject is.
You bet. It's about youth prostitution, mm-hmm. and how our kids get involved in that. The tragedy that's happening right now is you think it's these people who lie in wait to abduct these kids, and that's part of it. That's part of the story. But the part that I'm looking at is where kids decide, oh no, this is the way to make a living,
right?
And they and their boyfriend,
well, there's a
together,
whole economy,
and it's a whole economy, and it's an online industry, and it's a different beast. And now it's and it's tragic, I think, because ultimately, a few years of it, and people are ruined.
Well, that sounds like an important show and a hard one to write, I'm sure.
And one we've got support from Planned Parenthood and different.
That's right.
So that around the country, it'll be in discussion. It's not a judgment. It's about opening up the discussion. Like, what are the options? Well, how do we find other ways to go about making a living? How do we find other ways to see ourselves in society as members of society?
Yeah.
So it's a tough one to write about. Tough one to research. Certainly.
An important one to know about.
We think so.
So, as your outgoing artistic directorhood is happening, do you want to give us any of that? I'm so articulate. Give us another? Do you want to highlight anything else that's coming up right after La Luna Nueva?
Yeah, we have our Day of the Dead show, and Rebecca Martinez is coming into town to do La Muerte Baila. And as always, it's a brand new show.
She's wonderful.
She's brilliant, and this is our 20th. Día de Muertos show, which means we've been in the building for 20 seasons here on Stark and Sixth, and it's really quite a celebration. So it's great to have her back, and she has a great team, great cast.
And it's always a fun show.
Always fun. Yeah. It is about death. It's Día de Muertos, but it is about the way in which we celebrate life as we recognize that they are no longer with us in body, but they are always with us in spirit. And that's the ultimate celebration.
What's the theme for this particular show?
La Muerte Baila means death dance. And it's about a spirit on the other side who, because tradition has it, can return and be reunited, but he doesn't want to. He's holding on to some issues. So La Muerte, who also is kind of done with not being, you know, being everybody's unfavorite person, realizes she has to get over herself and help this spirit go back and do the reunion and get over those issues that keep us from being united family.
Oh, wow.
So it's very sweet.
There's
always
an underlying, very, I want to say, optimistic yet kind of profound message to these shows, because yes, it's a lot of it is a comedy and a lot of it is song and dance and, you know, celebration, but there's an underlying message here
for me. Dime, I'm glad you bring that up, because one of the I think Dia de Muertos should be a national holiday. Just putting it out there.
Well,
and the reason I think that is because I believe that contemplating death, contemplating one's own mortality, allows a person to think about how they live life, how brief a time we have, really, you know,
That's
as
right.
long as we may have, and some people have, we have long, 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 long existences, but we'd never know. We never know when it might come, and why squander the moments with bitterness or holding on to grudges or anger or unkindness. The simple, you know, just like, I have to do this power play, you know. It's like, why?
Yeah,
I think is one of the beauties of Dia de Muertos, is that it reminds us that life is short, but wide.
But wide, and, you know, we all must journey through it, right?
Ora nui.
Ora nui.
Live it big.
Is there one more show that you want to highlight after
that? Well, two. I'm going to do it. We have Dia de Muertos, Broken Promises, Contigo, Pan y Cebolla, which is our Spanish language play from Cuba. It was written in 62, and it was a celebration of the... Well, let me put it this way. It was a positive message written about pre-revolution, pre-Castro. So it painted that pre-Castro time as very unhappy. Well, it's a comedy. It's very funny. It's a comedy, but it points to, like, oh, this is what we were going through, the financial struggles we were going through, but we were going to stick it out. And so now, written in 62, post-revolution, it is the promise of the... Of the great new future that's coming. And the thing it allows us to do 50 years later is to go, okay, so how was that promise carried out? So it's a great opportunity for dialogue, which we're planning on having around that play.
Contigo, and so with the Spanish language shows, there's also enough English, right, for people to...
There is super titles,
right,
exactly,
right.
So that you never need not know what's going on. We try to make... It's like going to a foreign film, and the actors are always so... And we pick plays that, you know, have a lot of activity in them, and you can tell what's going on.
Oh, no, I've been to them, and you totally know what's going on.
Beautiful.
And you might learn a few words of Spanish along the way.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's always a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, on a personal note, Olga, I just want to say thank you for, you know, all your hard years of service here, because, you know, it really has been a pleasure to talk to you through the years. And we'll talk again. I know.
Thank
we will.
You,
I'm not going to shed a tear right now.
No.
And you know,
or
but
shut
to
me
watch,
shut me
well, but afterwards I will. But I've watched your artistic growth as the artistic director and the growth of Milagro through the years. You know, it really has grown so much.
Thank you.
And I know it's a whole team. I know it's a whole community
Indeed.
Of people. But it does take a strong leadership with vision to make all of that work. So what seems like effortlessly many times, and I know it isn't, you know.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Dime. That's very kind of you to say. It is a team effort. Theater is a collaborative art form. All of it's collaborative. We have great leadership in Jose and Danielle, our founders,
who've been here for
32 seasons.
And who have really, you know, worked their entire lives.
This is their baby, which they birthed for so long. Exactly.
Well, you know, but on a personal note, too, just thank you for all your advice during, you know, my work with Theater Diaspora, because you've really been very supportive.
So excited with what you're doing. That work is just glorious, and I love watching
it grow as well.
Well,
your advice has been incredibly helpful, and I never do this, but I just wanted to give you a parting gift.
No!
And this is the Beckoning Cat.
Yes, I'm so excited.
The solar-powered Beckoning Cat Maneki Neko that we raffled away. Actually, I bought this one, but we were raffling these away during the Theory of Everything for Theater Diaspora, and you didn't win.
I didn't
I bought you one.
Oh, you are too grand.
This is a parting gift for you.
You have no idea. It's solar powered. It's going to wave at me. I'm
thrilled. Give you good luck. It'll beckon you back to Portland.
Thank
How's
you,
that?
Dime. I love
I know
this
you're not
so
officially
much.
Leaving.
This
you're
is beautiful.
Commuting, but, you know, come back, Olga. Come back
Bless
after your years
well,
up.
Well, I got the beckoning cat, so how can I not?
Well, Olga Sanchez, outgoing artistic director of Milagro Theater, thank you for being here. Susan Adi of Oboe Adi Legacy Project, so good to have you here finally.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Do this again.
Great.
I promise you. And also, you know, you're always invited back to Charlie Okada Ora Nui Dance,
Tahitian
Dance Troupe. Thank you so much for being
here. Oh, yeah. Anytime you want to have me.
Looking forward to your performances. Well, that's it for Stage and Studio. Thanks to engineer Janet Anderson. I will have photos. I have photos. Yes, I do. And links, as well as the guest info on stageandstudio.org. And I'll have some podcasts of the show later on today. So you can find us at stageandstudio.org. Also, like us at facebook.com/stage_nstudio or tweet me at @stage_nstudio. Till next time, I'm Dime Roberts. We're going to go out with more music that Ora Nui Tahitian Dance Troupe features.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Other September 11th, film screening and discussion about the lasting impacts of the U.S.-funded military coup in Chile on September 11th, 1973. The event will take place on Friday, September 11th at 7 p.m. at the Fifth Avenue Cinema in Portland. This film screening will include two 30-minute documentaries that focus on Mapuche land reclamation and language revitalization, as well as a discussion with the filmmaker about the specific laws that have been used to target the indigenous Mapuche people since the dictatorship began in 1973. Again, that's The Other September 11th on Friday, September 11th at 7 p.m. at Fifth Avenue Cinema, 510 Southwest Hall Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Elephant Revival, Thursday, September 10th at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Elephant Revival is a five-piece band from Colorado that play folk music with Gypsy, Celtic, and Americana influences. The show is originally scheduled for Revolution Hall, and all tickets for that show will be honored. Again, that's Elephant Revival, Thursday, September 10th, 10:30 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Let the fires burn tonight. Let the jugs of wine get drunk.
Screen, hang him on my wall. Randy Warhol, silver screen. Can